AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Brussels remains shut down. AP correspondent Frank Jordans reports.
The National Security Council in Belgium decided to extend the highest state of alert into Monday as they try to hunt down one or more suspected militants.
The city is on its highest alert for terror attacks. In New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio says police have been working closely with federal authorities to strengthen that city's counterterrorism capabilities.
This is how we defeat terrorism. This is how we prevent the impact of terrorism, is this kind of cooperation and this kind of teamwork.
Hundreds of New York emergency responders simulated a coordinated terror attack today, days before one of the city's biggest public events, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Gas prices take a turn lower at the gas pump. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg tracks prices nationwide.
Gasoline prices dropped 11 cents in the past 2 weeks, and the new average for regular grade is $2.14 per gallon.
She says it's because of lower crude oil prices. Family members of a 12-year-old black boy who was carrying a pellet gun when he was shot and killed by a white police officer have gathered for a vigil in Cleveland 1 year later. People prayed and observed a moment of silence today at the Kudell Recreation Center where Tamir Rice was shot a year ago. Some 60 people, including his mother and sister, also took part in a commemoration there yesterday. A grand jury is hearing testimony about the shooting, with the prosecutor saying he hasn't reached any conclusions about charges in the case. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson says he would support a government monitoring program for groups deemed radical.
Speaking in South Carolina, Carson says he would be in favor of monitoring a mosque or any church,
or any organization, or any school, or any press corps where there was a lot of radicalization and things that were anti-American.
Carson was asked about Donald Trump's suggestion he would monitor American Muslims. Trump talked about it in Alabama.
I do want surveillance. I will absolutely take database on the people coming in from Syria if we can't stop it. But we're going to.
And Trump says as president, he would block Syrian refugees from coming to the U.S. I'm Ed Donahue. Baby, now we got bad
blood. You know we That's Taylor Swift singing Bad Blood. She leads the way with 6 nominations heading into tonight's American Music Awards. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.